We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Our Mishnah said that if someone left a barrel or a jug in the middle of the street, someone's walking down the street, he tumbles over it, it breaks the vase, there's a jug, the lach is his potter. And my potter, Freyta Gemara, a boy le leuni mezel, he should look where he's walking. So that's what's the reason why you're potter? Look where you're walking. You can't just walk into something. Look where you're walking. I can ask me that we had a Gemara before, Kol HaMashana and Bach of Ashina Ba, you're potter. Zok Toisvis, it's not shaykh by an Adam, such a thing. There's no such thing. You don't say Kol HaMashana and Bach of Ashina Ba by a person. A person, he sees something, look where you're walking. So what's the mahalach over here? Why are you part over here when you're banging into this barrel? You should look where you're walking. So you must have three mahalachim. Amri de Rav Shmei de Rav, b'malei shram kulei chavius. This person filled up the whole shram with the chavius. And it's very hard to then be careful. It's a whole place full of chavius. It's very hard to be careful. And therefore, you are potter. Because when so many chavius, it's very hard to miss one. Get around it. And therefore, you're potter for breaking it. That's one tires. Shmuel Amar Bafel Shalom to wear at night. It's at night. Someone left in the street and it's at night. You're not chayiv. You couldn't see it. Rabbi Yechonam Karen Zavis. It was around the corner. You were turning the corner from one street to another street and it was there on the corner. No way you could see it. And you banged into it. You're potter because you shouldn't have been there. An example would be like this. Now let's say someone parks illegally and you're turning from one street to another street and the guy parked by the corner and you couldn't see the car and you hit the car. You're potter because he put his car illegally there, and you weren't supposed to see it, then you're potter. That would be halacha. So three mahalchim to answer the kasha over here, why you're potter when you break the barrel. Omar HaPapa, loy deka mastisim ele oika shmuel oika rav yechnan. I think the Mishnah is only stems like shmuel rav yechnan. Why? Deka rav, if it's like rav, the whole street is full of chavias, my ear niska, full of shavanami. And like the Rishonim explained, the Mar's kasha is, according to the Ma'an D'Yama, which we'll see later, Ovid Inesh Dinu Nafshei, that you're allowed to take din into your own hands when you have no choice. So here, if the whole place is full of Bishlon Fi, Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, that it's a dark or Karen Zavis, there, of course, you can't break it on purpose. Here, you can see it. That's why you part it. But according to Rav, the whole Shishrav is full of barrels. If you hold Ovid Inesh Dinu Nafshei, you can break it. So why did it say Niskal? I feel Shavanami. You could actually go break it on purpose. Amraz Vizpray the Rava. You're right. Who are then the Phil Shava? Even if you break it also, you're allowed to break it even. Because since the guy filled up, you want to walk down the street, and he filled up the street with barrels. I'm allowed to break it. But how did it Niskal? So why did it say Niskal? I the Baila Mr. Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Huzak Baal Chavez Chayiv. If you get hurt, the Baal Chavez Chayiv and Niskal, that's definitely Dafka Niskal. If you tripped. Avashova, if you broke it, loy, my timer, who the azika nafshe? Because you did it to yourself, so he will not be chai for your damages if you kick it on purpose. If you go give it a kick and then you need stitches on your toes, that's not his fault. That's your fault. So that's what it says in this call. Tony Rashi Nisko. That's what the Rashi says in this call. So upon him, right now we were holding a three pshatim in the Mishnah. Really, the Gemara's kasha is you have to look where you're walking. Teretz is, either it's at night or it's around the corner or it was full of chavias. The Gemara has another teretz. Only Rav Abba or Rav Ashi. Hachi am my Rav, the Rav Ula. Lefisha ain't dark on somebody odom as fine in the bedrachim. A new teretz. The reason why, you don't have to wait at night, like Karen Zavis, it's in the middle of the day, but a person is not machuyiv to check the street for barrels. That means he's driving down the street, and all of a sudden he hears a little thump. And he looks back in his rearview mirror, and he sees he ran over a bike. The halacha is, you'll be potter, because you're not supposed to look in the street for small bikes. It's not one of the things to look in the street for. You have to look in the street for cars, for pedestrians, but not for bikes lying in the middle of the street on the yellow lines. You're not going to be able to do that. So therefore, of course if you see it, you have to swerve it, not go over it. But if you don't see it, there's no chiv on you. Why? Because in dark on shomani odom lezboina in bedrachim. It's not a derech for people to look where they look exactly closely on the road, and therefore you'll be potter. So it's a fourth reason why you're potter. Have uvda ben adoy v'chayev shmul. There was a story in adoy, and where someone knocked over a barrel and broke it, and shmul was mechayev. But pumbadisa v'chayev rava, and rava was mechayev. So Shmuel, we know what Shmuel Shita is. What was Shmuel Shita is in our Mishnah? That the reason why he potter, Shmuel said the reason it was by night. This was by day. So we understand Shmuel why he's mechayev. Bishlam is Shmuel because Shmuel said Shmuel is mechayev because that's what he holds. The only time it's mut is only at night, but by day he chayev. El Rava, what's that Rava? Lema k'Shmuel Sviley? Does Rava hold like Shmuel that he holds that by day he chayev, or maybe he holds that the in darkness rather than the Svanim Madrachim? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he holds like Shmuel. He holds that you have to watch where you're going, and if not, you chayev. Amra Papa, no. The reason why it was mechayev there was because there you should have expected it to be in the street. Because Karna the Atzrahava, it was the corner where they have the press. And the way it worked was they had a press where they pressed wine, with pressed grapes, made wine, or they pressed oil there, pressed the olives for oil. And people came to get their olives pressed, and they brought their barrels with them or their jugs with them, and they couldn't bring it in. They left it in the street until they were ready, until their turn. So there in that area you have to be careful because people leave jugs there. So Karan the Atrahava, the Kivan the Rashushkav, the allowed to do that, it boiled the Lunamezah, should have looked where you're going. So really holds that Ain Darkus Radhamus Banim Adrachim. A person doesn't have to be careful for bikes in the middle of the street. But if you're passing by a bike fachai event, so then you have to be worried about the bikes because there's something to be there. Same thing over here. There's Karan the Atra here, you're supposed to expect something. So therefore you're expecting these Karan the Atra, then you have to expect it, and then there's a problem, a boiled Lunamezah. So that's what comes out from this Gemara. They ain't mechuyev esbanim adrachim, and that's if someone makes it illegal. But if it's legal, not. It's the same type of idea. If you're pulling out of your driveway and someone's blacking half your driveway, you can't crash the car because you have to look before you back out. That's halacha. The whole thing you don't have to look is when you're driving down the street. But when you back out of your driveway, you have to look. Why? Not because of cars, but because pedestrians or anything behind you. So then, if there's a car behind you, you should have seen it. So there, even though he illegally blocked half your driveway, you're chayiv. But if you looked back and you saw the car, you saw everything, and then while you pulled out, you didn't realize that he was too much into your lane and you hit him, then you take a potter. Because again, this guy did an illegal thing and you did look and you did try, and then there'd be potter in such a case, because there, it ain't darkness to go measure how much the thing is digging into your driveway. So Al-Kaparim, that's all these halachas, very negated halachas, and halachas lemaisa, of course, don't pass any halachas lemaisa from what I said, but the bad halachas shayla is definitely you have to look into all these different nekudos over here from this sugya. Shalta Rav Chisda Rav Nachman. Hare Omru, we said, L'rechuva Shalosh. Rav Chisda said to Shalta Rav Nachman like this. We know that when someone gives someone a knee, rechuva is a knee, you give someone a knee, which means you hit him with your knee. Shalosh. You have to pay three. You have to pay three zuz as baishas. That's what the shot stopped. Three slaim, actually it is. Three slaim for the baishas. Lebita, if you kick him with the bottom of your foot, your leg, you kick him with your foot, with your shoe, then the loch is chomesh, you have to pay five slotim. V'lesankairis, shloisha esrei. If you hit him with sankairis, it's 13. What is sankairis? Different shotim. Rashi says it means with the saddle of a donkey. That's how you hit him, you're paying 13 slotim for that. The others learn it means a fist. You hit him with a fist. That is 13. That's not a pshatim sankairis. We'll leave it with those two pshatim. So Al-Kaparim, these are the different amounts you have to pay, knas, that if you embarrass someone. The Shaila was, because this is the Shailin of Nachman, what about Panda the Mara, V'lekafina the Mara? Someone hits someone with the base yad of a hoe, of a shovel, hits him with the handle of a shovel, or he hits him from the bottom of a pole that holds the shovel, different type of sticks or a different type of way of hitting someone. My, how much do you have to pay? So Rav Nachman sends back to Chista, to Rav Chista. Rav Chista is living in Bavel. Shoch le Chista, Knosika, Magus, and Bavel. What's going on here? Are you collecting Knas in Bavel? Boishas is considered Knas because there's no Chsar and Kiss over here. And we know that in order to paskin anything, you have to be a Smuchim. You have to be a Smicha. And there was no Smicha anymore in Bavel. But the people, the Dayan and Bavel were shluchim, were messengers of the Bnei Yisrael who were smuchim. But they only made them shluchim for mamonis, not for knas. So here, this is a chiyuv knas. So he says, how are you collecting knas above? What's going on over here? What was exactly the story? And I'll tell you if you have to pay. Shalach Lehi sent him. Dahu gargusa the betray. There was this gargusa that belonged to two people. What's a gargusa? A gargusa is a well, a pit in the ground that holds water, a water basin. It belonged to two people. The chol yoyim have a doli chavanel. The deal was, the shutvas was, today I take water from it, and tomorrow you take water from it. And what happened? It was my day. Monday was my day. I come to the well, and I see all the guys taking water. So I wanted to stop him before he takes too much water. It's my day. He didn't listen. He took this this pole, this basiyad, he took this handle of a shovel and whacked him over the head, or whacked him over in his back, and he got him, get rid of him. So Shaila was, is he chayiv baishas? Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered, that's his Shaila? Meya pande pande lamachia. He should have given him 100 pech. Should have hit him 100 times. Because why? Even going by the holds, you can't take din into your own hands. But mokayim pseida ovid in his din l'nafshei. If there's a loss, then you could do a din l'nafshei. What does a loss mean? Because here, if he says, you know what, I'll go to Bezdin, the time you go to Bezdin, you come back, there won't be any water left. And you're not going to know how much water you took. You can't shots it up. So it's be a pseida. It won't help going to Bezdin. So therefore, you're allowed to take din into your own hands. Already the Rishonim speak out, the only time you're allowed to take din in your own hands, if you're 100% right. That means there's no one arguing that this belongs to you. But if it's a Shiloh, even though you think you're right, you can't oven din say, you have to go to the entire. But here it's obvious that it was a Shutvis, it was your day, it wasn't a Shiloh, and he was masking it was your day, he just wasn't listening. So then you let him take din into your own hands. The Itmar, because really it's Machlaikis, the Itmar. Rav Yehuda Amar lo yoven in his din l'avshei, you're not allowed to take din into your own hands. Rav Nachman Amar oven in his din l'avshei, you could take the matters into your own hands. So the Gemara explains, if there's a pseida, kuli amaloi pligi, means if there's a loss, kuli amaloi pligi d'ovin yish d'navshay, you'll have to take the din into your own hands. Ki pligi, when is there a machloikis? Hecha leka pseida, where there is no pseida, where there is no loss. Rav Yehuda amaloi ovin yish d'navshay, tekim leka pseida leza kamedina. Since there's no loss, so okay, the guy's stealing from you, go to Bez, then you'll get it back. But you can't just take it into your own hands. Rav Nachman Amar, if Ovad is not saying, you could take the man into your hands, the Kivan the Bedin Ovad, Loy Tarach. Since you're doing Bedin, you're not Machoyev to go slap the Bezdin. You're doing Bedin. And again, the Mishnayos speak out, it's only if everyone's masking that this is that you're right. Like it says, Lashon the Mugyes, V'davka Nami Hechad Islay Raya Lematzel the Moyed today. Who? Inami the Moyedele Baal Dine Bahachin is Moyed. It's only if Bezdin would have done the exact same thing. So therefore, you're allowed to do it. Only if it's 100% true that you're right. So here we have machlokes over here of Nachman and Rav Yehuda about Ovid Inish Din Avshei. What we said, but Makim Pseida, everyone agrees Ovid Inish Din Avshei. Master Rav Kano, I'm asking a question. Ben Bagba Gomer, Al Tikonis Lechotzach Averach Alilto Shalach Shoy Bishus. Someone took your bike, and he has it in his property. And you go over to him and say, you know what, that's my bike. He says, yeah, I'm using it. So he says, what do you mean, it's my bike, I want it back. He says, nah, I'm not giving it back to you. So you have two agents here. Either you could wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, go into his property and take it away. It's simple. Shalom Aleichem. Or you go in the middle of the day and you drive right into his house and you schlep the bike out right out of his house and you schlep right out of his house and even though he's holding on to it and he gets hurt. There's two choices. What do you do? Don't do that. You look like a ganav. It's not a good idea. You look like you're stealing something. Go in b'chazaka and schlep it out. Because what do you see from here? They offered in a dinul nafshei. So it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda says to Rav Nachman, Imcha, ben bagwa yichidoi. Which means, this is Uriah. This is Uriah. It's a yichidah. We'll play Rabbanu. Rabbanu argue. So what do you want? That's one teretz. Rabbi Yannis is another teretz. Even Rabbi Bagwa doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yannis is my shivar ashinav, but din. It means bringing him to din Torah. For the Gemara, if it says in the Lashon is shivar ashinav va'amal loy shliyan inaitel. If you go into Bezdin, yachav amal loy va'aymal loy v'aylay. It means Bezdin says to him, shliyan inaitel, shloy inaitel. He's taking his own. It should have said shloy if it's talking about Bezdin. Shloy inaitel v'aylay. Kasha, staka kasha. So you have to guess if he holds a kasha, you have to go with the first there. It's only a chida, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rav Yehuda. So bottom line is we're saying makom pseid. The Evan agrees on the pseid, but it's no pseid. It's machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. And Met Hashem on tomorrow's daf, we learn different rayas. The gabi by pseida, may not by pseida. The gabi din of inish din and lavshei.